All right, we're joined by Jake Coughlin, driver of the Jakes.com Elite Performance Chevrolet Camaro, this weekend's champ in the Pro Stock division, and a guy who has been on a run, very decorated career for Jake, of course, but one of the more interesting runs ever, I think, in your career. 2 weeks ago, he wins Chicago in the Pro Stock category. Last weekend, he wins in Virginia in the Super Comp category, which is one of our sportsman classes, an 890 index style class driving a dragster. This weekend, you're back, same final round opponent, same result.
Yeah, we like that. That has a nice ring to it, without question. You know, we've been, since we've made some transitions within the team, we've been really fast, Eric and I both. I think she's been in four final rounds since that point. This is my second final and second win in just a couple of weeks. So it feels great, without question. Getting the Super Comp win in Virginia was really rewarding as well. The Lucas Oil and the Sportsman Racers, the bracket racers around the world, all understand it and get it, and know that I'm very proud of that, because that's some tough racing. But you know, to win here, you know, Thunder Valley is it's historic, and feels fantastic. You know, I remember coming here in the '80s as a kid, and in the old format and the old tower, and seeing people roll down the side of the hill late in the evening, you know, it's just the way it goes here. So to see the transitions that Bruton Smith and his team have done here, and to be able to be crowned a champion here again feels fantastic. And the Elite team really gave me a great car. We were, you know, top two, fastest in two of the sessions in qualifying, and second in one of them. So we were really great from the time we unloaded. And had a competitive car today. They were really pulling their hair out this morning. You know, third day, hot, you know, 130, 140 plus degree track, which is really uncharacteristic, but this is one place we'll see that. And it definitely tested their wits. They had some great setups in the car. The car felt completely different than it did a week ago in Virginia. And but I liked it because we were riding nice wheelies. And wheelies and burnouts are cool.
You know, one of the things we talked about for the final round is your competitive spirit, because, you know, you've won, and now if we count your sportsman victories as well, as we should, 79 national events. But there was a stretch in there where the wins were not coming, and even the round wins weren't coming, and the qualifying wasn't going great, and yet you trooped on, you kept going. You're not a guy who's a front runner in terms of going, well, I'm not getting in the car if it's not going to be number one qualifier. Talk about that, because now you've had this dam break over the last 3 weeks. It's certainly been a very happily interesting chain of events.
Well, there's 15 or 16 other pro stockers out there that probably want to decapitate me without question, and we'll be in Norwalk in just a few days, but I can promise you without a doubt, you know, we'll show up there in our best behavior and ready to race. But you know, it was some trying times. I mean, I've been blessed with an amazing career, worked around some of the brightest crew chiefs, engineers, engine builders, car chiefs, et cetera, et cetera, and we've got a lot of great things to show for it. So, you know, but number one in with us is our family. We're very close and have a great time together on and off the racetrack. I work with my three older brothers back home in Delaware, Ohio, at Jakes.com, and all of their families. So, you know, these wins are, they definitely, even though there was a little bit of a lull in between them, I was guilty of saying when we won Chicago, it almost felt like my very first win ever. You know, having a couple of years in between, you know, we're true competitors as a team. We win and lose as a team. Whether if I get beat on a hole shot, we lost as a team. If we shake the car, we lost as a team. And I think our competitors and a lot of our fans have seen what we've traversed through, and it's been fun to see that tide turn for us, because we have always hoped and dreamed of this being in this position with Elite Motorsports. Richard and I have been friends for a long time, and this was our goal. And we still have a couple of things to check off on our box to reach our ultimate goals, and maybe as soon as Norwalk, we'll see that.
One of the phenomena we see from sportsman racing all the way up through the professional ranks is when a talented driver is on his game, is in a good piece of equipment, the round wins aren't easier earned, but they sometimes come in different ways. You see drivers pressing a little bit on the starting line. for a while, as good as you could have ever been in the starting line, the horsepower or the chassis just wasn't underneath you to win. Now both elements are there, and I think we're starting to see that. Do you feel that same way, where you start to see maybe see people starting to press against you?
Yeah, and we'd love to earn that respect from some of our competitors, but it's not easy. You know, the pro stock class right now, nearly all 16 of us are separated by about 0.03 of a second. And when I first started in pro stock in the late 90s, you know, with the massive fields that we had similar conditions. So I enjoyed that atmosphere and the competitiveness, you know, having to be sharp behind the wheel. And you know, you can't leave any stone unturned. So, you know, going into a game day like today, you know, we were really focused on how we could get our reaction time where we needed to be with all the transitions that we're doing with the chassis and the weight and the clutch. And we had our hands full, but they gave us enough tries that by the final we had it figured out, and no looking back.
Jake, just wanted to ask you, when the conditions aren't perfect like this weekend, when the track is a little more challenging, is that more satisfying for you as a driver and as a team to win under those type of conditions?
Yeah, I would say it is. You know, we love winning under any condition, but I think the crew chiefs would say, you know, they're kind of tipping their hat right now because they really did weather one heck of a track condition transition from Friday to Sunday here. You know, we were, you know, had almost 90 degree temperatures, ambient air temperature throughout the weekend, a lot of heavy water in the air, and then, you know, Mother Nature with no clouds in the sky. The black asphalt here on Thunder Valley Raceway was, you know, approaching 140 degrees. So that is as hot as we see it anywhere on tour. And, you know, it was just a matter of kind of reaching back into their playbook and trying to get the car to go from A to B as not only as effectively as they could, but as efficiently at the same time. So I think they pulled the right cards out, and here we are in victory lane.
How much, as a driver, does that make it harder, too, for you to handle there?
Well, you know, you're kind of scratching your head just a tick, I would say, quite honestly. But, you know, I've known Rick and Ricky Jones and Mark Ingersoll and Brian Self, you know, for a couple of years now under our roof. I've known them all for a real long time. And, you know, I did have confidence in them, but, you know, going into day three, we shook the car pretty hard in Q3 yesterday, came back and was low for Q4. And I think that was that bit of confidence that, you know, tipped me over the edge, said, all right, let's hunker down and get ready for game day, and we can see the result.
Jay, I may be wrong, but it looked like your final reaction time was the best you had of the day. How much mental preparation did you go through prior to that final run?
You know, about the same as I did for the previous couple of rounds, quite honestly. But, you know, I quite honestly, second round I ran Chris McGahey, and when I let the clutch out, I was just devastated. You know, I knew before the clutch had even come all the way back against the stop that we better have one bad hot rod or he must make a mistake over there. And fortunately, I mean, we weren't too far behind, you know, where his reaction time was to mine. And obviously we traversed the track really well and they had issues. But, you know, just stuck with my process and my game plan and felt, you know, built confidence in myself, knowing where we could be. Felt like we could be high teen to low 20, was 25 in the semifinal round against Drew Skillman. He just come off a really good reaction time against Erica. And, you know, we made a slight adjustment for the final to try and be just a tick better than that mid-teen, and I came up 18. So, but again, there's so much going on with the car setup and emotions and whatnot, but it turned out well. If you're going to have your best run and you're in the final round, that sounds like a good place to do it.
What kind of advantage is it to have a teammate like Erica that you guys can share information when the conditions are like this?
Yeah, we do chat quite a bit throughout the weekend. You know, mainly you know, from aspects from behind the wheel, and you know, she's quite a competitor. I've really enjoyed racing side by side with her as teammates, and you know, when we duke it out side by side on the track, you know, we know we're both going to be on our game. But yeah, we do feed off one another and you know, at times field questions back and forth to try and elevate our game and reach this pinnacle, which is in the winner's circle. So yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice to see the tide turn where where we're turning wind lights on and reaching final rounds and getting these big wins. So.
One last question.
Yep.
A lighthearted question, okay? React. You're the youngest driver to win today.
Is that right? I don't feel like the youngest driver to win. That didn't seem right, but, to win next to the Sarge and Capsy feels nice. We've shared the stage, in my lifetime and their lifetimes, and many times we've made some cool memories together. So today was just another page in that book.
Congratulations, Jake. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bro.